We are a child of the King. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 252. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. How are you? Today our reading is Psalms 108 through 110. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your mercy and your justice. We thank you that you never change. We thank you for your patience and we thank you for loving us. Touch our hearts today as we read your word, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 108. I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. Awake, O stringed instrument and harp. I will wake up at dawn. I will give you thanks before the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to you before foreigners. For your loyal love extends beyond the sky, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Rise up above the sky, O God. May your splendor cover the whole earth. Deliver by your power and answer me, so that the ones you love may be safe. God has spoken in his sanctuary, I will triumph, I will parcel out Shechem, the valley of Succoth I will measure off. Gilead belongs to me, as does Manasseh. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah my royal scepter. Moab is my washbasin. I will make Edom serve me. I will shout out in triumph over Philistia. Who will lead me into the fortified city? Who will bring me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? O God, you do not go into battle with our enemies. Give us help against the enemy, for any help men might offer is futile. By God's power we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies. Psalms chapter 109. O God, whom I praise, do not ignore me, for they say cruel and deceptive things to me. They lie to me. They surround me and say hateful things. They attack me for no reason. They repay my love with accusations, but I continue to pray. They repay me evil for good and hate for love. Appoint an evil man to testify against him. May an accuser stand at his right side. When he is judged, he will be found guilty. Then his prayer will be regarded as sinful. May his days be few. May another take his job. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children roam around begging, asking for handouts as they leave their ruined home. May the creditor seize all he owns. May strangers loot his property. May no one show him kindness. May no one have compassion on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off. May the memory of him be wiped out by the time the next generation arrives. May his ancestors' sins be remembered by the Lord. May his mother's sin not be forgotten. May the Lord be constantly aware of them and cut off the memory of his children from the earth. For he never bothered to show kindness. He harassed and oppressed the needy and killed the disheartened. He loved to curse others, so those curses have come upon him. He had no desire to bless anyone, so he has experienced no blessings. He made cursing a way of life, so curses poured into his stomach like water and seeped into his bones like oil. May a curse attach itself to him like a garment one puts on or a belt one wears continually. May the Lord repay my accusers in this way, those who say evil things about me. O sovereign Lord, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation. Because your loyal love is good, deliver me, for I am oppressed and needy, and my heart beats violently within me. I am fading away like a shadow at the end of the day. I am shaken off like a locust. I am so starved my knees shake. I have turned into skin and bones. I am disdained by them. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Because you are faithful to me, deliver me. Then they will realize this is your work and that you, Lord, have accomplished it. They curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be humiliated, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be covered with shame and draped in humiliation as if it were a robe. I will thank the Lord profusely. In the middle of a crowd I will praise him, because he stands at the right hand of the needy to deliver him from those who threaten his life. Psalms chapter 110. The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore he shall lift up the head. All right, beloved, today I've got comments on each of the three chapters we read. So my thoughts on Psalms 108. David begins this psalm with a declaration. I am determined, O God. I will sing and I will praise you with my whole heart. Many years ago, I read the book Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby and went through the workbook that goes along with the book. It changed my life, truly. In this book, the author made this point. Decide in advance that no matter what God asks you to do, your answer will be yes. That's an easy decision if you trust God and believe that He'll only ask you to do something that will ultimately be good for you and will further His kingdom. Another way to put it is, be determined that whatever God asks you to do, your answer will be yes. David, in the opening verse, says, I am determined, O God. I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. I can't think of a better way to say it. No matter what happens, Lord, I will sing and praise you with my whole heart. And then David closed the psalm with, by God's power, we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies. When we are His, when we cling to Him, He will bring us victory. There are battles in life. No one gets through life without them. But we need not fear if God is with us. Surely, heartbreak will come our way, but we need not be defeated. Through the darkest times, we can and we must trust God and continue to be determined to sing and praise Him with our whole heart. Psalm 109. Have you ever been falsely accused, attacked? I have, and it hurts. The human part of us wants to strike back, but then we remember what Jesus said in His Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:38 and 39. He said, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the evildoer, but whoever strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other to him as well. And also, Paul said in Romans 12:19-21, do not avenge yourselves, dear friends, but give place to God's wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing this, you will be heaping burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. But then, beloved, if we're falsely accused of something and we're known as believers, as Christians, false accusations can sometimes not only give us a personally bad name, but the cause of Christ as well. Here in Psalm 109, David calls upon God to deal harshly with those who accused him falsely. And in verse 21, he says, O sovereign Lord, intervene on my behalf for the sake of your reputation. Beloved, when we are falsely accused, the way I see it, according to Scripture, we are not to strike back. We are to respond with kindness and pray that God comes to our defense. David asked God to deal harshly with evildoers for us and then for his own reputation. This is important. We don't have to just take it and say, well, I know I haven't done wrong. It is what it is. No. God is our rock, and He is our defender. Ask Him to deal with the evildoers. And if His name is being slandered because of lies being told about you, ask Him to intervene. We're not the world's doormat. We are a child of a king. And then remember how David closed the last chapter. By God's power, we will conquer. He will trample down our enemies. I think that goes hand in hand with the message that I'm pulling out of Psalm 109. Now let's go to Psalm 110. What we have here in the first verse of Psalm 110 is an example of how the English language is not as clear as the original language. Verse 1 begins with the words, The Lord said to my Lord. Now, that's not all that clear, is it? Let's see what the original language reveals. We'll start with the opening, the Lord. In the Hebrew, this is the word that we pronounce as Jehovah, which means the self-existent or eternal. Okay? So, the self-existent or eternal said to my Lord. The second my Lord, the Hebrew word there is Adon, which means to rule, sovereign, controller, master, owner. This psalm, Psalm 110, is considered by scholars, and when you read it this way, it makes sense. It's considered by scholars to be a song by David about the coming Messiah. And when you listen to the words with that in mind, it seems obvious. Also interesting is that commentators on this chapter needed to take about three times as many words to discuss the chapter as the chapter itself has. Do you have any comments on what I've said? Let me know. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tell a friend about the podcast, would you? Help them to get into the Bible on a daily basis. Show them how to subscribe. Our reading tomorrow is Proverbs 23 and 24. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Let's be determined to praise God. Bye.